This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Dr. Ed, THC pizza, and favorite foods. It's coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
If you want to turn your daddy parts orange, eat some Cheetos and watch some porn.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Great idea.
Oh yeah,
I bet it's not.
Well, this
is your idea. I'm just
my idea.
Tagging it,
Dr. Ed.
Yes, Dr. Ed. Now, for those of you familiar with the Mr. Ed show, one of my old favorites, in which there's a talking horse.
He went to medical school. He could do it online from home and from the stall on his computer.
So here's my idea. It's Mr. Ed becomes a doctor. I'm just expanding a little bit. There's no such thing as a bad idea.
Well.
He becomes a gynecologist.
We're listening. Could have been a proctologist.
It's a visual thing.
All right.
And then a lady comes in, and when she puts her feet in the stirrups, they're actually...
Yeah, good gag. That is a good gag.
They're actually stirrups.
Yes. Well, but it's not on Ed. It's a saddle in the office.
Yes. And yeah.
That's pretty funny.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
Okay.
That is very good.
Okay.
But this, I'm telling you, that he has a computer. He uses the pencil. Remember we used to dial the phone with a pencil? He'd make phone calls.
Was that a good show? I never saw
Dr.
one.
Dr. Ed? You never saw any of them?
Mr. Ed, not Dr. Ed.
Dr. Ed's our version of it, where there's a beautiful horse. That's
I know,
also
Mr. Ed was a Palomino,
a physician.
Beautiful.
Oh. Was he a farmer or a
he
rancher?
Was an architect.
So how did he get the horse?
He had a horse in his backyard. God knows why.
I don't think there was any reason ever given that he was
a horse. Was there a wife?
Yes.
Do you remember Mr. Ed's
torpedo boobies?
Remember Mr. Ed's real name?
Yeah, Bamboo Harvester.
Bamboo Harvester.
Name of the horse.
That's right.
Yeah, his wife, Pat, was famous for what they term, as Christy noted, a torpedo.
Bra technology had not reached what it
the 50s, that
fraction of
this was a comedy. This is a comedy?
Yeah.
Isn't there a chance it was really a show about a very mentally ill man?
Because
no one else heard Mr. Ed.
No. It's the classic thing where the only person that hears the voice. It's kind of Harvey.
Maybe he had a hit song.
Toned down a notch or two.
Who had the hit song, Wilbur or Mr. Ed?
Mr. Ed.
What?
That charted, like, on radio?
Yeah.
Wow.
What, the title? What?
Does anybody remember the song?
Pretty little filly from...
Oh, that's...
He did have a song.
It had a very memorable theme song.
Oh, oh sure,
of course,
yeah.
Of course, of course.
Yeah. We used to watch it on Nick at Night or whatever.
Yeah,
it was.
Sure. So silly. It was on.
So the horse talked around other people, but they didn't hear. No, around. Okay, right. Okay.
There's a famous episode where he's playing with the Los Angeles Dodgers.
I've seen that.
And you see the foot slide in.
He slides into home plate.
You know, there's a guy right off camera with a
hoof on a stick.
That made me laugh. Yeah, that was.
They chopped up a horse so they get the hoof on a stick.
I remember the rumor was that in order to get his mouth to move. There were
a bunch of rumors. Yeah.
Right.
They were peanut butter or string.
Wire. I had also heard that they were probing his ass.
Oh,
and every time
not heard that one.
They would.
That'd be kind of dangerous.
Yes. Yeah. Many kicks.
Yeah. One kick from a horse, you're dead. We need to move on here.
Did that run for a number of years?
Dr. Ed, I'm telling you. Here's Mr. Ed. Boy, listen to that guitar, huh?
Got to date a little later.
Is that Thurl Ravenscroft?
When the moon is on.
No, it's Rocky something.
With the cutest.
He was a cowboy.
Gator,
movie star.
My pretty little filly with a ponytail.
Silly.
Just hideous.
Oh, it's great.
It's great.
The canned laughter.
Oats to call with. Hey, I bring her by the bale. Want to share a double stall with the pretty little filly with the ponytail.
There it is.
Boy, oh boy.
He sang that on the show?
Yeah, that's what the laughter's from. The so-called studio audience.
Where was he doing this little concert?
I didn't see this.
They saw Ricky Nelson and said, "Hey, we can have a big hit."
Yeah, there you go.
But at least 85 people in Stoughton, Wisconsin, hospitalized after eating pizza from famous Yetis that was unknowingly contaminated with THC.
Oh.
The incident occurred back in October, but health officials had to do a deep dive to find out what was going on. Apparently,
a deep dish dive, please.
Thank you.
Oh, very good.
The pizzeria accidentally used cannabis-infused oregano oil, resulting in widespread symptoms like confusion, nausea, and hallucinations.
Can you imagine that? You don't know what's happened to you, and all of a sudden you're just sitting there going, hey,
yeah,
man.
Like you've been today.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that pepperoni just winked at me, man.
Yeah, that's funny.
The CDC.
Hey, man, shut up, man. My crust is breathing.
The CDC issued a full report and confirmed there was no criminal intent, but the restaurant does face potential lawsuits.
Yeah, that's negligence at least.
Okay, so I took the time and trouble to look up their menu.
Yeah.
I want to check this place out. I'm not kidding.
They have a pizza that you get Stilton cheese on it?
Here's one. This is called, the place is once again called Yetis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they, I got the menu right here. Okay, they have Yeti spaghetti.
All right.
Our delicious garlic crust stuffed with spaghetti. So it's a spaghetti pizza.
Huh.
Amazing.
With meatballs and sauce topped with Parmesan cheese.
All right.
I mean, come on.
I have never had a stuffed crust pizza.
Oh, wow.
I haven't either.
I haven't either.
Stuffed with spaghetti? What a great idea.
That's too much.
I tend to agree with Tom. I think that is a good idea.
Yeah?
Really?
It's like a breadstick already. You know how you take your breadstick and dunk it in the pizza?
Yeah. Yeah, you got the pizza sauce. You got meatballs. It sounds delicious.
So there's meatballs inside the crust? I thought it was just spaghetti.
The whole thing and Parmesan cheese.
I don't know if there's a picture of it here.
I wonder if it's like a calzone type deal.
Like noodles in there?
Oh, yeah.
Either way, doesn't that sound great? What's better than spaghetti? Nothing.
Yeah, it's pretty delicious.
Although every now and then marinara gives me heartburn.
Yeah, you gotta be. I gotta be careful what time of day I eat it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Here we go.
The nurse at the home tells me, "I'm sorry, I'm getting in the way of Tom insulting you."
As was I. Yeah.
Give him what he wants.
Sometimes I forget I'm not a person. I'm a prop.
What Josh said was he has to be careful. About what time of day he has marinara sauce.
So I can only eat spaghetti now from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Right.
Constant feeding.
Constant.
That's an alarm to wake up to eat the spaghetti.
That's right.
Poor thing.
I get heartburn.
You don't want to miss any time that you could be eating spaghetti. You will forego a good night's sleep to eat.
I think we've
anything
gone,
else, Tom?
We've gone around the room before. Is it if you could only eat one thing, what would it be? And I believe, Josh, you said peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yep.
For me, it would be spaghetti. Ace, your thoughts?
Pizza.
Pizza, of course. Chick McGee?
Yeah, probably an Italian meal. Yeah, probably a lasagna. I don't like the, I don't know.
Could, that is good.
Pizza.
No, once again, you can eat anything you want, Pat. I'm assuming it would be bourbon.
See, I'm getting it now. You eat bourbon.
I don't know why. I'm concerned he skipped over me. I don't know why he did that, but go ahead.
What would it be?
Food?
Yeah.
My favorite food would be king crab from Tracy's in Juneau, Alaska.
Oh, my God. That's
wow.
Specific.
Oh, what?
That's
wow.
That's right a, off the boat. Oh, right.
That's
delicious.
A hard get, but we'll see what we can
my
do.
My gosh, that was the best day of my life.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I kissed a girl.
Oh, how about that? Was a hell of a day.
Did you see the one that gave you the crabs?
you ate crabs, you got crabs.
She gave me the crabs, yes.
Now, we were talking off the air. You've got a tattoo on your left shoulder.
Mm-hmm. It's a cover-up.
It was a cover-up of one of the ladies that you were involved with.
One?
Yeah, Miami Kim.
In an intimate act of love. And you want to we're having an argument. I think you should get it removed because you've covered it up and it looks like a.
You have no idea what you're asking when you say get a tattoo removed.
Right. It's not
that
easy.
It's incredibly painful.
Yeah, I'm going to have it augmented by Chick's guy.
You're going to have it turned into something else.
I've given him Donnie's information.
If he can do something.
The guy's an artist. He'll figure something out.
Yeah, he will. Yeah.
It's like a big blob. I mean, what are they going to make it into?
Well, that's a good
question. It looks like a sun.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about that one?
The one he's getting, they're adding color to is the sun. That's cool, but that one.
Look at those guns on you, boy. I'm impressed.
You lose a little weight, you. Show off the meat.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what that means.
I think Schwarzenegger said that.
Yeah, he did.
Showing off the meat can get you arrested. Be careful where you whip it out. But whatever you want to do, if you want to turn that tattoo into a giant chunk of meat, feel
I don't know if Donnie can do something with this, though.
I'm sure he could. Absolutely.
Yeah. Or, and if he can't, he'll tell you.
What does it cost to take them off?
Chick?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
It's very expensive.
I know Hooker was getting a bunch of stuff.
And it would be a series, right? It would be almost once a month for like a year.
You can't do
it
all because it's incredibly painful.
Mm.
It's a laser thing, right?
No, they take pink pearl.
A scalpel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just...
That'll work.
The pink pearl is the finest.
That'd work.
No, they could just take a slice like a...
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like a skin graft? Is that what you're saying?
Tighten up the skin. Yeah.
I think you still see something.
Yeah, it would go. Yeah. Well,
then there'd be a line there. You could turn it into, like a musical. What's that called? A staff.
I don't know. I don't read music.
You don't read music?
No.
You play it very well, though.
Thank you.
Let's move on.
Remember when Pat used to play songs on the show?
Yeah, I'm going to make him really mad right now. Authorities in California say they've arrested a so-called serial butt sniffer.
Huh?
KTLA reports that police initially responded to a Nordstrom Rack, of course, one of our favorite stores. Chick and I love the Rack. On a report of a suspicious man loitering in the store, but found he had left. He was soon apprehended at a nearby Walmart and taken into custody. Security footage reportedly shows the man identified as Kalise Karen Crowder.
Kalise Karen Crowder.
Kalise Karen Crowder.
Following a female customer before crouching behind her and engaging in, quote, lewd behavior by inappropriately sniffing her buttocks.
Oh, that one.
So this is in a... Nordstrom's?
No, this isn't a Walmart now. We're in a Walmart.
Yeah, he started
in a Nordstrom.
Riches to rags.
Yeah, the 38-year-old has a history of committing similar acts.
Yeah, I like sniffing butts.
He made headlines in 2023 after a TikToker posted a video of him sniffing her butt
in
a Burbank Barnes &
Noble. I remember her. Yeah, she had a nice smelling butt.
And they described it as, what again, inappropriately sniffing?
Yes.
Is there an appropriate way to do that?
You ask. Yeah. Oh, may I please sniff your butt? Yes.
If I can, then can I go in front of you in line to purchase this shirt? Okay.
Odd.
Pat, do you have a tribute to this?
Yeah.
What are you hoping to smell when you smell a woman's butt?
There's only
one answer.
I don't know, but he knows. Evidently.
Yeah, he does.
Boy.
You guys know the Head Knocker song by Foreigner?
Oh, sure.
This is the unplugged version of it.
Is that
about
right?
Our story. Yeah. He goes to Nordstrom Rack, hides behind a back, crouches by the girls behind. He's not an ass kisser. He's a cereal butt sniffer. Gets caught every single time. He's at the Walmart stalking you, yeah, like a dog. He'll bark at you and stick his nose in your rear end. Butt sniffer, your scent is strong, take a big whiffer. Oh, he's a butt sniffer. He might be a pig, but boy, does he act like a dog. Yeah, butt sniffer. I was forced to sing this song. Butt sniffer, everybody, come on.
A little butt sniffer for your ass.
There. Oh, yeah. So to speak. This guy needs a serious punishment.
You love this story, don't you?
Give him the gas chamber.
Well, what are they going to do? Send him to jail where he can smell all the butts he wants?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
wait till he gets to jail and he finds out what they're going to do to his butt.
Very odd.
What's the thing? When you were a kid, if you were caught smoking, remember the whole thing? Then you have to sit in there and smoke the whole pack.
Right.
They should maybe force this guy to
sniff the whole pack.
Sniff everyone at the Walmart. Don't give him a good huff.
He might like that.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, it might be a gift. Yeah.
Or maybe switch up the audience. That make him do it to like a series of NHL players after a game.
Oh, any? That's musky.
That's going to be a rough huff.
Can I please?
The old rough huff. Yeah. How does he? Does he drop something so the women bend over and then he?
Right.
They bend over, then he rushes up and.
That's nice.
I'd rather not think about it. Honestly, I don't know.
You got to get him on the phone. Would you guys want to talk to the butt sniffer?
Absolutely. What are you thinking?
Sound like this? Pretend the phone's ringing.
Right.
Hello?
Hi, is this the guy who sniffs butts in Nordstrom and Walmart?
That's right.
Well, why are you holding your nose if you like to sniff butts?
Yeah.
I'm not holding my nose.
Oh, your nose is in a butt.
Oh,
right
you're
now.
Sniffing right now.
Oh, boy.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Oh, is it a good one?
So we caught you in someone. Okay.
Hey, I got to lick something.
I got to lick something.
Oh, we didn't realize you were also. Okay.
Okay.
We thought you just wanted the. Yeah.
Sniffer and a licker. He's still high.
You need
look
to
at
go
him.
Take a nap. I'm telling you.
Sorry.
There was a time
we would have taken the 5 seconds to have somebody walk into the other room and actually call in.
You're right.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.